Waking Up Singapore. Can I get up, 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 up? The Big Show on Kiss 92. Can I get up?
Good day, Singapore. It's Glenn the Angel and the Flying Dutchman back together again.
Oh, you haven't said it enough.
I know. Okay, yes, we're back from Queensland. And thank you very much, Cheyenne. Thank you. Okay, yes, she's saying yes. She's saying yes, yes.
She's
okay.
Doing her little wave.
She did a great job.
Yes, it's good to be back in Singapore.
And you guys did a great job back here as well. I mean, you held the fort down, and it was such a fun time. I'm so tired.
you had the whole of yesterday to rest.
I slept for 10 hours yesterday.
Did you really?
Yeah, just like crashed, didn't have to wake up. No, I mean, but we got up the same time as we do all the time. It's just that we had a lot of physical activity. We had a lot of videos go out, so there was a lot of filming. Yeah. Beyond the time that we were on air. So remember to head to our Facebook and YouTube channels as well as our Instagram to see what we got up
to. That's why you need to plan ahead. That's why this morning I'm in with my Red Bull.
You see?
So a little bit of Red Bull, a little bit of coffee.
I'm not the only one who's tired.
You guys are unbelievable. But it was watching the show, it was a great show.
No, thank you.
You guys
put
together a really, really good show.
The production team did work very hard on all the stuff.
They did.
The tech team as well.
Ashikin, Bryant, Andre Houdin, Shalini, great job.
And of course, thanks to Stella from Tourism Queensland, who really looked after us while we were there.
Later, we've got to say good morning again because I'm quite sure that she is still asleep right now.
Oh, absolutely.
She should be. Probably.
You know what's her famous line? Hello, everybody. So every time we see her in the morning, it's like, we're like, I'll go like, good eye, Stella. And she's like, hello, everybody.
It's an inside joke, but yes, that is the line from the
trip. I'm going to put her on air. I'll get her to do a WhatsApp message later, and then you'll hear her, hello, everybody.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Yes, okay.
It's worth $1 million.
Absolutely. Only she can do it.
Okay, we've got to hear this for sure. Just around the corner, TikTok has got 1 year. Tell you more about that in a moment.
All right, let's kick things off with Blackpink. Here are the girls. Here's the girls on Kiss 92. Welcome back
to us.
To you guys. Yes, welcome back, guys. Nice to have you back in the studio finally. You've had your lovely vacation
in
Queensland.
It was not a vacation. What are you talking about? We were working.
I mean, we had fun, but it wasn't a vacation.
It was far from a vacation.
You know what? I'm going back. To
Queensland?
To Queensland in May.
Yeah, I think you should. Yeah. It's a great spot. So much to offer.
Oh, yeah, of course. Okay, so I did say TikTok has 1 year. The U.S. House of Representatives has passed that bill. ByteDance has 1 year to divest TikTok or face a complete ban in the country.
So basically, they can't be Chinese-owned in the U.S.,
They can't be Chinese-owned in the U.S.
Because weren't they denying it, like any links to...
To the government.
To the government, and they recently found out that that was a lie.
Well, that's
what
they
still
saying.
Had links.
They still had links. So they've got a year to get rid of it. I don't know whether they're going to divest or what. They've got 170 million users in
there
the
is a
US
way they can
alone.
Do it. They'll get it's they'll sell it to someone in the
crazy.
US and they'll still control
What's
it.
What's the guy's name anyway? The
show.
He's the CEO, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
In show we trust.
You know there's something wrong somewhere.
Why?
When our government officials, you know, when Tim Cook comes to Singapore and everybody, you know, goes and meets up with him and all that.
Yeah.
But this show guy.
Nobody.
Have you seen any of our government officials like openly, you know, meet up with him?
No.
No. That is true.
Yeah.
And so you know something. True. You know,
and there's no big fanfare when he comes.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's huge.
Yeah, he's supposed to be huge,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
So it's gonna be interesting to see what happens and how fast they can do it. They wanted it done in 6 months, but they've given them a year to find the proper deal.
Well, let's see. Things might change in a year.
It's quite
as well.
Interesting. So keep your eyes and ears open. Let's see what happens to TikTok in the US.
Coming up, trending quickies. It's 6:17.
What's hot? and what's not. Trending now.
Glenn's Trending Quickies.
All right, a new study says that Americans check their phones 144 times a day.
Good Lord.
Sorry, what did you say? Sorry, I was just looking at my phone.
We're not far off. I'm quite sure.
144 times as well.
I'm telling you, if we had a clicker or a ticker on any time we picked up a phone, we'd probably be as much.
I think so. Wow.
Yeah, because you constantly
just... If not more.
Yeah.
Like from this morning, the moment we woke up, I'm sure I've already looked at my phone at least 40 times.
Wow.
I don't know about 40, yeah. Really?
40, yeah.
Really?
Wow.
From then till now.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
So I woke up and I looked at my phone and checked in with you guys. Yeah, at least 40 times already. Yeah. So what is 144
That's
times
true.
A day?
Mm. Yeah.
All right. A bunch of Kennedy family members endorsed Joe Biden for president yesterday in a slap to Robert Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign.
They don't like him very much,
they
do they?
Don't,
no, they don't.
Don't ask Lana Del Rey about her tour manager. She says he quit for no reason just days before her appearance last weekend at Coachella.
Oh.
Prince Harry has officially renounced his British residency and has declared the US his new country.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Now, we were told last week that O.J. Simpson died and was surrounded by his children.
Yeah.
But his longtime attorney says the truth is there was only one person there when he died.
Oh, no.
I thought they were going to say the truth is he's not dead.
And finally, John Lennon and Paul McCartney's sons, Sean Ono Lennon and James McCartney, have released a song together called Primrose Hill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Horrible.
Yeah, we heard it, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Not good.
And that would do it for Trending Quickies. It is time for Travel Monday.
No, it's time for Green Monday.
Green Monday.
And here is some exciting news if you're a stargazer, sky lover, or selenophile. Now, that's what moon lovers are called.
Oh, okay.
The skies over our little island state are going to be busy over the next few weeks. Mm. There will be a showcase of celestial activity, including two meteor showers and a supermoon.
What's a selenophile, Ian?
A selenophile is a moon lover, people who love the moon.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. Selenophile.
Okay. They caress little moons on.
Can I continue?
Sure.
Okay. Now, starting with the Lyrid meteor shower, this will peak in Singapore tonight.
Oh.
This will be tonight till the early morning of tomorrow towards the northwestern sky. Now, I have to look up what northwestern is. Bukit Batok, Bukit Panjang, Chua Chu Kang, Woodlands, Bukit Timah, Lim Chu Kang, and the rest. So that your whole area is going to be lit up with the Lyrid meteor shower tonight.
Oh, okay.
Now, the records of the phenomenon stretch back almost 3,000 years, and it's one of the oldest recorded meteor showers ever.
Oh.
Then on Wednesday, we'll have a supermoon, the pink moon. Now, this is expected to appear after 7:22 p.m. in the eastern sky, so it goes all the way to the east coast. And then less than 2 weeks after, on May the 5th, the Eta Aquarids meteor shower will grace the eastern sky once again at 3 a.m. So if you want to be part of the sky's performance, make sure you get yourself out to an open space, minimal light, and enjoy the show. Now, the Straits Times article is on our Facebook page at KISS92. Yes, Glenn?
I think we should make a big deal out of the pink moon.
The pink moon?
Because
KISS92.
Pink is our color.
Yes,
okay.
True.
So that's happening this Wednesday at 7:22 p.m. over
this
the
Wednesday.
Eastern skies. Yes. 7:22 will be the pink moon, a super moon.
I'm playing golf.
Oh, okay. Too bad. All right. Well, we'll catch the next one then. Head to our Facebook page to read the article.
Wake up in the morning. It's the way Singapore wakes up. Wake up, Glenn, wake up. Angel, and the Flying Dutchman. Wake up in the morning feeling like it's 92's Big Show.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn, Angel, and the Flying Dutchman back together again. Angel and myself were in Queensland, just in case you took a break from listening to us as well. We're back. The whole of last week, Daphne, Angel, and myself were in Queensland. We went to Brisbane, and then we were on the Gold Coast as well.
Yes, we were all over the place showcasing places that you may not necessarily have heard of or want to visit, like the Museum of Brisbane. Then there was Lone Pine, there was O'Reilly's, there was also Dreamworld.
Mm.
And we discovered so much of Queensland. You can always head to our YouTube and Facebook channels to watch all the videos.
Yeah, so if you're planning a trip like this June holiday or something, I think a good choice would be Queensland. No?
Absolutely.
It would be.
Absolutely.
It would be.
Yeah, and the hotel that we stayed at, Adina, is absolutely perfect if you're visiting Brisbane City.
Yeah.
Because the location was fabulous.
Right. Anything you want to know, just get in touch with us on our socials.
That's
just drop us a message.
Yeah, slide into our DMs on KISS92.
Okay. Okay. Also coming up, we've got Battle of the Brands.
That is back. We've got a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields for the best voice note. We're going to be pitting two brands against each other. We're not going to tell you what they are right now, but we'll decide in a bit and let you know.
Also later, there's Guess the Song.
That is
right. With your game master, the Flying Dutchman.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll just sit down here and just watch you.
Yeah. But also coming up right after this is Breakfast Bingo. And this entire week, you get to win a Celestial Bird's Nest afternoon tea for two, worth over $130 from the Intercontinental Hotel.
Nice. This is so good because we've taken a break from Breakfast Bingo for an entire week.
Yes, it is back.
And your game master
again
will conduct it. Yes, the Flying Dutchman.
He'll be doing all the games from now on.
Correct. Oh, really? Yes. Right, thanks.
Yeah. And maybe the news and sports as well.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And the weather and traffic as well.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe he'll do Battle of the Brands as well. You can just sit back and let him do everything.
Yeah, yeah. We can sit here and just KK.
KK.
What's KK?
Kiao Ka.
What's that mean?
Never mind. Let me put your legs up.
Oh, okay.
Just chill. Okay, so all that coming up. Yeah, so get ready for Breakfast Bingo.
Alrighty.
That's next. Sailor Melisse is next. This is Can of Hurt on KISS 92. Sabrina Carpenter, Espresso, right here on KISS 92. All the great songs in one place. That's something I need right now. An espresso.
And that's a new one by Sabrina Carpenter. Mm. Yeah, brand new track.
You know, I had a really good espresso, you know where? Prêt-à-manger.
Prêt-à-manger at the airport.
At the airport.
Oh, okay, nice.
Very nice. You know, they actually covered the espresso, so it doesn't cool off very quickly.
Fast.
Because as we all know, after speaking to Mr. Paul T, our coffee expert, that if you drink, for example, an espresso that's like cold, it becomes very acidic.
So you want to drink it as soon
as the temperature
possible.
Was just right.
Nice.
This is just before I flew off.
So they covered it with like a special cover, or it's made for the cup, or just like a
It's like a mini takeaway cup.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, very cute.
Oh, that's very interesting.
Big shout out to the staff at Prêt-à-manger at the airport.
Terminal 3, I think it was.
Terminal 3. Milo name.
Yeah. Prêt-à-manger? Yeah,
I was in London.
It's from the UK,
I think a few years ago when I was in London for like 7-8 days, right? I was at a Prêt-à-manger every day.
The
because
British,
it was everywhere.
The British just call it Prêt.
Pret.
Let's go to Pret.
All righty. It is time for us to play
Breakfast Bingo.
Bingo, bingo, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
So five clues that lead you to five words, and you could walk away with a fantastic prize.
The bell is back, and you get to win a Celestial Bird's Nest afternoon tea for two, worth over $130 from the Intercontinental Hotel. Now, as we all know, Bird's Nest is infused with renowned health benefits. Mm-hmm. And each savory and sweet delicacy that's on offer at this high tea offers a luxurious indulgence while nurturing your well-being.
Nice. So if you want to get your hands on that, give us a buzz. 669-10-920.
Bingo, bango, bongo.
Breakfast Bingo with the Flying Dutchman.
Bingo.
It is time for Breakfast Bingo. I give you five clues. You give me five words in 30 seconds. We've got James on the line. Good morning, James.
Hi, good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. James, are you alone in the car today?
No, with my daughter.
Oh, wonderful. And you're taking her to school, we assume? Okay, well, we're going to be playing this game. You have 30 seconds. You'll have to speak up and loud and proud, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, James, so 30 seconds, five clues that take you to five words. Are you ready?
Oh. Are you ready, James?
Yeah.
Okay, just to let you know, this is no mercy week. So there's no chance if you don't get, you know, all the letters correct. That's it. We can't give you the prize, okay?
Okay, James, here you go.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds starts now. Your male sibling is your...
brother.
12 of these make a foot.
Again?
12 of these make a foot.
Not centimeters, but...
millimeters.
No.
Meters.
No. 12 of these make a foot. 12 what make 1 foot?
Time.
It was inches, James.
Inches.
Sorry about that, James. Oh. You can try again sometime this week, okay?
Okay, sorry.
No worries. Thanks for playing Breakfast Bingo.
3, 2, 1. Glenn's top 5.
It's amazing what you can find if you're consciously looking for posts on Facebook.
Of course.
This is true.
Of course, yeah.
And then I put it together and it becomes my top 5 Facebook posts.
And we love you for it. Thank you so much.
Okay. But I think there are a few here you won't agree with.
Oh, okay. All right.
Here we go at number 5.
14 muscles are activated when you pour a cup of coffee. Fitness is my passion.
Oh, yes. Okay. I like that one.
At number 4.
O.J. Simpson has had his conviction taken to a higher court.
Ooh. Nasty.
At number 3.
Hummingbirds are just regular birds that can't remember the lyrics.
Oh, they're so cute.
At number 2.
Being famous on social media is basically the same thing as being rich in Monopoly.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And the top Facebook...
Someone's a bit bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And the top Facebook post that Glenn has found...
I love living single, drinking double, and sleeping triple. You know what feeling I have in my body?
Tell us.
The fact that we had such a good time in Queensland. I hate to rub it in your face, FD, but I can't stop talking about it.
But it was a great experience.
We all felt that even here. We could see it, from all the stuff you guys were posting. It was just such an amazing trip.
Yeah. Remember to head to our socials, YouTube and Facebook, as well as Instagram for all the fun stuff we got up to. We got up to things that people normally wouldn't do on a holiday. They would think Surfers Paradise, Gold Coast, maybe Brisbane City, they might give it a miss because, it's a city.
Yeah.
But there's so much to offer.
Yeah.
And so many great spots.
I can't believe we were there for 8 days. No.
We were there for eight days. They even have this Queen's Wharf that's coming up, which is in Brisbane City. And that's going to be ready by the end of this year. It's going to be their version of MBS.
Yeah.
So it's got Michelin starred restaurants, a hotel, a casino, and they're building a bridge across to the Wheel of Brisbane, which is very spectacular.
That area is growing right now.
Yeah, Streets Beach.
It's looking to be. Yeah, yeah.
Streets Beach is awesome.
A beach in the middle of the city. Yeah. I was saying, how come we don't have something like that? Yeah. I'm terribly disappointed. It would be such a popular destination.
You think so?
Yes, absolutely.
Definitely.
Especially for tourists, I mean, we have our Sentosas and our East Coast and all that, but I mean, to be able to do it in the city, we have the weather.
Yeah.
We are not polluted, so it would make for some nice, lunchtime sunbathing, middle of the city. I think it'd be awesome.
Like in Orchard Road?
Yeah. Like, where they have the opposite Gen Hotel at 313? They've got that water boarding trifecta, I think. They could have easily done a little beach area there that spot.
They could have.
Since they're doing that sort of thing there, they can do that as well.
Yeah.
So it'd be cool.
Very nice.
Yeah, okay.
Interesting.
Okay. All right.
Interesting thought.
Should we play this game?
Battle of the Brands time!
Alrighty.
Okay. Orchard Road versus Streets Beach. No. It's Chocolate Week.
Oh, Chocolate Week. Yeah. Nice.
I'll leave this to Angel. She's got all the brands.
Yes, I do. So if you drop us a voice note that we end up playing as the winning one because you're so creative or you're so funny or whatever you say is so interesting, you could win for yourself a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. They have the best ribs in town where they insist you don't use your fork and knife. Please just use your hands. Find out more at morganfields.com.sg. Okay, so battle of the brands today. Mm. Let's start it with the not basic brands, but brands that are such a staple in many households.
Okay.
If you go to the chocolate shelf, you can say, what chocolate should I have? These are probably one of the two that you'll grab.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cadbury?
I think Cadbury is like the biggest chocolate brand in the world.
It probably is.
So.
Cadbury?
I think so.
Versus M&M's.
Ooh.
Mm.
Cadbury versus... Are you an M&M's nuts or M&M's plain?
Nuts.
Nuts?
Nuts.
Plain.
Yeah. Plain. I'm a little bit of both. Okay. So it's Cadbury versus M&M's. What will your choice be? WhatsApp us your voice note, 88550920.
Meanie, Meanie. That's Chung Ha featuring Hong Jung and
of 80s.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Okay. It just disappeared from my screen.
Oh. Magically, yes.
I thought I could remember.
Mm, but you couldn't.
The only thing I remember is Chung Ha.
Okay.
Chung Ha.
Sorry, Chung Ha. Sorry. Chung Ha.
Okay, you got some of it right.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like, I was thinking of Hua Chong, actually. Sorry, Chung Ha. All right. There's so many of these Korean bands and artists. Yes. You know, I've, yeah.
We've got to get used to it because they're taking over the world in terms of all industries, everything.
Yeah, yeah, but Korean names are so hard.
Well, you'll
it's like
get
sometimes
used to
it's Lee, but then you don't say Lee, it's E. Or
you know what? They must be thinking that about everybody else's names as well. So there you go.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean,
you're like defending the
I am. Yes, absolutely. I'm defending everybody whose name was given to them, of course.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
What are we doing now?
Impossible question.
Impossible. Okay, let's go.
Glenn's impossible question.
All right. Wait, hold on. I'm on the wrong page.
Give him some time. He's still in it's still in Australian time.
Queensland time.
Yeah.
I kind of like lost my... Okay, here we go. 30% of brides.
Brides, okay.
Brides. Here comes the bride.
Okay, that kind of bride.
All
okay.
dressed in white. Okay, 30% of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding. 30% of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding. What am I talking about?
She's thinking the same thing as me, Cheyenne. She's like looking at me. I don't know why.
I let Cheyenne go first.
Okay, Cheyenne, go.
No, I was laughing and I looked at Angel. She was also laughing. Were you also going to say the husband?
Yes.
Stop, the both of you. Stop. Who's going
to go? It's 30%.
Who's going to go with it? Okay, Angel is going to say. Angel says the husband. What do you say, Cheyenne?
The husband.
The husband. Okay.
Yeah, that's why we said we looked
Boom.
At each other.
Boom. Wrong.
Oh, okay.
Wow. Two down straight away. Okay. So what do you think, FD? 30% of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding.
Their bridesmaids because they're Ooh. Troublesome.
Ooh. No.
Interesting one.
Shalini Susan, it's all down to you. 30% of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding.
Their hairstyle?
No.
I want to try. I want to try because Cheyenne took mine. Well, we shared it. But I want to say the dress.
The dress. No.
Oh, okay, what?
30% of brides would go back in time and change this about their wedding. The venue.
The venue. I wouldn't change the venue. Mine was perfect. Yeah. It was though, but
yeah, because you got married in
on an island, Thailand.
Oh, Thailand.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, that's nice. Yeah. A bit different. Yeah. Everyone else is getting married in Bali.
Bali, yeah. No,
I don't know why it's so boring. Okay. Anyway, headline news and sports up next.
Good morning. Here's something to start your week off with. Fall in love with your life. Wake up early. Buy your favorite coffee. Go for walks. Get good food. Wear what makes you feel confident. Listen to your favorite music. Purposefully create these small moments that make you fall in love with your life once again. And remember, KISS loves you. XOXO.
Up Singapore. Can I get up? The Big Show on KISS 92. Can I get up?
Good morning, Singapore, and welcome to the biggest and best breakfast show in the world. We are The Big Show, Glenn Angel and the Flying Dutchman, back together again, reunited,
and it feels so good.
But I felt better in Queensland, actually. I have to say.
We did enjoy ourselves very, very much. Again, head to all our socials to have a look at the epic journey that we have in Queensland. But for now,
I want to explore the whole of Australia.
Yeah, we do. So much to offer.
So much to see in Australia.
Next stop, Victoria. Right.
There's so many places I haven't been. I mean, I've been to Victoria.
I haven't
been. Sydney, Queensland. Mm. I've not been to Western Australia.
Okay.
Western Australia has a lot to offer down south and up north.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, a lot.
Good news is I think we're going to Victoria next, so look out for that.
Right.
Not just
down
not,
south
not tomorrow.
And up north. That's why I said to someone who was irritating me once upon a time, I say, carry on. I'm going to hurt you down south and up north.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, it is back to business here on The Big Show, which means we're going to be doing the Battle of the Brands right now.
It's Chocolate Battle Week.
Yes, we're battling Cadbury against M&M's, and I think we have a couple of voice notes.
Hi, my name is Penelope, and I like M&M's with nuts in them because they're crunchy and yummy.
I'm with you, Penelope. Welcome Absolutely. Back to the show. M&M's versus Cadbury. That's one to M&M's.
Okay, you're keeping score, right, FD?
Yeah, I'm keeping score.
Okay, 1-0 to M&M's. Do we have any more voice notes? One more voice note. Let's go.
I would say it depends. Because Cadbury, if it's made in England, it's not nice. If it's made in Australia, it's doable. But for M&M's, if it's made in Europe, hell yes. Made in Thailand or USA or China, how about no?
So okay, so what?
She didn't pick anything.
She didn't pick anything.
She didn't pick anything.
Nothing but by the sounds of it.
No, she didn't pick anything.
I think she's a Van Houten fan.
But you know what? She's right, though. Cadbury made in Australia versus Cadbury versus in Malaysia. Cadbury, the Australian Cadbury is so much
better. What do we have in
obviously
in Queensland?
The
Wait, Jason Dacey gave us that.
There, the Fredos. Yeah.
Froggies.
Fredos. Oh, sorry.
Fredos.
Yeah, that's
I just finished it, man. I mean, right
I
there.
I didn't
the
have
moment
mine.
He passed it to us.
Fredos are
we
yummy.
Finished it. It's so good.
It's Australian milk. Okay, so it's one to M&M's, Cadbury zero. You get to win a $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields if we think your voice note is the best voice note. 8855-0920. What will it be? Cadbury or M&M's?
Also coming up, okay, stay tuned for Guess the Song, brought to you by Propnex. And I do believe we have $8,000.
We have $600.
Yeah.
Which is close. I mean, 8,000.
Minus 10,
close.
Minus
yeah.
2. Yeah, just
yeah,
about
close.
Right.
It's
yeah.
close.
It's okay. $7,400 in difference. Yeah. But yeah, it's close. No, it's close.
Stay
yeah.
tuned for that. All right, battle of the chocolate brands Woo-hoo! For this week. Today it's Cadbury's versus M&M's. Melts in your mouth, not
in
your
hands. So we have Matthew that messaged in, and this is so cute. He messaged in on our WhatsApp channel. He said, given that my wife and I are both M's, so he's Matthew, right. I don't know why his wife's name is.
Madeline.
We had an M&M's themed wedding.
Nice.
So definitely team M&M's.
So
that's
stuff.
Why. Isn't that cute?
M&M.
He was dressed as the nut, she was dressed as the plane. No, I'm joking. I'm just joking. All right.
Matt and Maria.
E has messaged.
Now I'm so curious now. I'm what's her name?
Matthew, please message in and tell us what your wife's name is.
Mavis.
Maybe. Okay, E has messaged in saying, morning, guys. Throw in M&M peanut butter and I'm sold.
Yes.
Okay, another one to M&M.
Okay, there you go. So what's the score now?
3-0.
Okay, we have a couple of voice notes to listen to.
Calvary.
Why?
Because it's the best.
Okay, okay, nice and simple. Cadbury. Okay.
Cadbury is the best.
Next one.
Hi, Kids 92. Good morning. I will go for M&M's.
Wait.
For a couple of reasons. One is the versatility, and then the other one is the taste. Because M&M's, right, you can practically have it anytime, anywhere, in any temperature, in any environment. Kids, adults, so on and so forth. And they come in small little mini packets, which are really awesome for kids, no? Whereas for Cadbury, they do not have that yet as of now, though it tastes okay, but in terms of versatility and convenience, M&M's is one up.
I'm quite sure he said
N-M-M's. He did N-M-M's.
N-M-M's,
yeah. N-M-M's. Just in case you didn't know, it's M&M's, which stands for Mars and Murray, the names of the founders.
M&M's, okay?
M&M's.
4-1
But he did very well, though. I feel like it's harder to say N-M-M rather than M&M's. M&M's is so easy to say, right?
M&M's.
But he pulled it off perfectly.
A few times as well.
N-M-M's.
N-M-M's.
M's. It's hard,
N-M-M's.
Man.
N-M-M's.
Okay. Okay, we've got two more, actually. Two more voice notes.
Good morning, Kiss92. My name's Eugene. In terms of M&M's and Cadbury, well, although M&M's does melt in your mouth and not in your hands, but oh boy, for me, it's definitely going to be Cadbury. Because Cadbury definitely melts your heart. Thank you.
Wow.
Have a good day. Bye.
Okay, now I'm really
Are we
bothered.
Getting it wrong?
No, but the ease at which they say NMMs, you know, I can't do it. But
you just did it.
No, it's not nice. It's like NMMs. You see what I mean? It's not right. It doesn't NMMs. Come out smoothly. It's
NMMs.
But they do it so well. NMMs. Okay, one more.
Let's see.
Good morning, everybody. Good morning, Big Show. It must be M&M's because it melts in your mouth, not in your hands. But in Singapore, it melts on your hand and in your mouth.
Yeah, that is true.
And I love the way you said, hello, everybody. Reminds me of Stella Pop from Tourism Australia.
Can we do
Hello, everybody.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
morning,
so
Stella.
It's 5-2.
So it is M&M's winning this round for now. We will pick ourselves a winner to win that $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields. But coming up, we've got Propnex, which means guess the song. Sponsored by Propnex, the prize is now snowballed to $600.
Get ready. FD, you continue to be the game master for this one.
Absolutely. No, we're going to take a break and get a coffee or something.
Okay, it's 9:20. Good morning. Songs in one place. That's Perry with Forget About Us. Not Pierre.
Not Perrier.
Perry.
No, you add another R, it'd be Perrier.
Okay, who wants to win $600?
Me.
It's time for Guess the Song, brought to you by Propnex, sponsored by Propnex. As Glenn said, $600. But before you get involved, before I even play you that 1 second snippet, we do want you to go to our website, kiss92.sg. You click on the Guess the Song banner and then register in the on the I Can Fly with Propnex website, because we've also got flight tickets to Paris to give away. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to miss out on that. So it's a 1 second snippet of a song, and you've got to tell us the title of the song. So what's the snippet?
Oh,
great. So dun, easy. Dun.
I know.
Summer loving had me a blast. No, not that one. Okay. It has to play on Kiss 92.
Yeah, remember,
right?
It is a song that
Teddy
plays.
Swims.
Teddy Swims. Okay.
Just remember that it has to be a song that plays
Cruel
on
Summer,
Kiss
Taylor
92.
Swift.
Wait, so do you usually play it again or what? Or just once?
I play it there and that's it. And
oh,
then people,
that's it?
People give us a buzz.
Can 669-10-920.
Just once only for you.
Because these two want to hear it again. Play
yeah, just one more time.
Time.
Just one more time.
Happy. Happy now?
Dun,
Tyler.
Dun.
Water.
Art. Tyler, art.
Currently, we're playing art.
Art,
I think
yeah.
We played water already, right?
Yeah, we've been playing water for a while, yeah.
Okay. Give us a buzz. 669-10-920.
Can you play one more time?
No.
Okay.
669-10-920. Give us a buzz. It's time for Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex. We've got $600 up for grabs if you can recognize a 1 second snippet of a song. And we've got Irene on the line. Good morning, Irene.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Irene. I love the energy.
Yeah, nice. Man. Lots of energy.
Yeah, Monday.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Irene, right?
Irene.
Irene, where are you calling us from?
It's a secret.
Oh, you're at the office, aren't you?
I mean, you're in the office.
Yeah.
Your boss doesn't know you're making this call.
Okay, Irene, yeah. In a second, yes, I'm going to play you a 1 second snippet of the song. The only person who knows the actual title of this song is our boss, Mr. Stephen Chu. And Stephen's with us this morning. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, FD. Good morning, Glenn. Good morning, Angel.
Hello.
And good morning,
boss.
Irene.
Good morning, Mr. Chu. Any clues that you want to give it to me?
Okay, I'm going to give you a clue because you asked for it. Okay, I'm going to give you a big clue. It is a song we play on Kiss 92.
Oh, wow, that's
wow,
huge.
Big
wow,
clue,
wow.
Steve.
That's a big clue. Yeah,
in the past or present?
Sure. Present.
Okay. Present.
In
okay.
The present.
So, Irene, for $600, listen to this. Name that song.
I'm going to try for Britney Spears. Baby, hit me one more time.
Steve?
Even if you hit me 2 times, you won't get it right. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Irene.
And we don't even play that song on Kiss 92.
Yeah, we don't.
Yeah, that's right.
That's too
no
old.
Problem.
That song is too
Thank
old.
You, guys.
Thank you, Irene.
Thanks for trying.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye.
It is now up to $700. All you have to do is make sure you join Joshua this evening on Your Way. Maybe you will walk away with $700 when you play Guess the Song, sponsored by Propnex.
Thanks so much for joining us, and thank you as well to Natalie Dow as well as Lini and Joe for being on our show.
Yes.
My brain's a
are
bit
you,
foggy.
Are you kind of like fading?
These two are still really tired.
I'm now fading. I think it's time to go home and sleep again.
See, tomorrow I'll bring a Red Bull for you.
Okay, no, thank you.
The Singapore version.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I don't need that much sugar.
Fortified in the morning. No, there's nothing.
What do you mean there's nothing?
It's rated B.
Yeah, it's rated
oh,
B.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Does it taste as good?
Oh my God, it tastes
really
great. And it's high vitamin, zero sugar. Vitamins B3, B5, B6, and B12.
Okay, I need B12 as well.
Supports mental function. No wonder I was so what's
smart
the word?
Today.
Sharp today.
Yeah, smart, smart.
Boy, not very sharp on that sentence.
Completely defeated.
It's wearing out, you see, that's why.
It's wearing out.
Thanks so much. You can always play catch up on our YouTube and Facebook channels. But I do have to end the show with my word of the day. It is going... I cannot do my word of the day. I did forget. See, I'm not very sharp.
Okay. I've got the names of the winners, if you like.
One winner.
There's only one winner.
Correct. Yeah,
one winner.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. For the Battle of the Brands, we did pit Cadbury against... NMMs.
You do it very well.
NMMs. Okay.
Cadbury's versus M&M's.
And M&M's won 5-2. Yeah. And we picked Alvin to win our $100 dining voucher from Morgan Fields.
Good morning, Big Show. It must be M&M's because it melts in your mouth, not in your hands. But in Singapore, it melts on your hand and in your mouth.
Do you know what he said? M&M's.
M&M's.
He said right. M&M's. Yeah, it's M&M's.
M&M's.
Okay. Get it right.
M&M's. It's so easy for me. M&M's. 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 But if I say M&M, see?
M&M's.
M&M's. Yeah,
okay.
I can't.
Let's close it off. I have my word of the day.
Yes,
no,
let's do this.
Noblesse oblige.
What?
Can you spell it? Noblesse oblige.
It's not even a word.
No,
yeah,
it's a,
exactly.
This noblesse oblige refers to the idea that people who have high social rank or are rich should be helpful and generous to people of lower ranks or to people who are poor. Oh. So, for example, as the inheritor of a great fortune, he was raised to have a strong sense of noblesse oblige, not only for volunteering and donating to charity, but advocating for structural change to address inequality. Noblesse oblige.
Sounds like a name, like Marcel Masso.
I don't know. I heard noblesse
somewhere. Again.
Noblesse oblige.
Noblesse. N-O-B-L-I-S-E?
No.
What was the second one?
Oblige.
Oblige. I give up.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't say.
So it's noblesse, N-O-B-L-E-S-S-E.
Okay.
Oblige is O-B-L-I-G-E.
I'm
like
glad
oblige.
I gave up.
Almost like oblige. Yeah.
I give up.
Okay. You give up. Okay. Yeah. All right. That's it for the show. We look forward to having Dr. Geraldine Tan, our Therapy Tuesday.
Oh, my God. I miss her so much.
Yeah. I feel like we haven't seen her for ages.
Yeah. She's coming to the studio. I want to give her a hug. She's
I don't
not
know.
Coming
we can check.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yep. All right. Okay. That's it.
All right. Have a wonderful day ahead. Up next, Charmaine Pua, your company till 1 p.m. today, only on KISS 92.
The best of the Big Show.
Yeah.
KISS 92.